You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Coming up next segment, Jake Madison of Locked On Pels will break down the inside matchups of tonight's game against the Rockets. Unfinished business for them. For the Pelicans, a handful of questions we're going to ask you, Pels fans. Sean Payton had his conference call this morning, what he had to say. We'll get into that here in a little bit as well. The Saints have gotten back at it. Remember that Baltimore game, a late afternoon kickoff on Sunday. First, let us welcome you to the halftime part of your work week. The midway point
of
your work
Guess what
week.
Day it is. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more of that, what, that Camel Wednesday hump day, is that what it is?
Yeah, it is. Shot Team of Digital Underground, head coach Sean of the Payton the Camel. More importantly, it's Wednesday. Got a little high school football show later tonight. Major League Baseball will follow Prep Weekly. Red Sox and Astros. Words of wisdom. What if the graph is a little sleepy? Staying up to the wee hours around 1-ish yesterday. 1 a.m. Jordan the intern. 13th inning Dodgers beating the Brewers.
Poor soul.
Boston, yeesh. Yikes. Over the Astros. That next game in the series is tonight. And again, we'll have that after Marlon Favorite and Casey Gisclair wrap up Prep Weekly on Wednesdays. Next hour, Sharif Ishak will chime in here as well. We'll talk Pels, Saints, and LSU as well. We spoke with Chip Patterson in hour number one, Sean Kelly, bottom of last hour, and that was just Casey Gisclair who's going to be on later tonight. Kind of touched on a little of the prep topics that they'll be talking about tonight and wrapping up from last week as well. Again, tonight, though, is the tip-off of the Pelicans NBA season. Last night, Boston hammered Philadelphia, really won much of a game there. And then Golden State and OKC, no Russell Westbrook. And I was kind of surprised by how close that game was, really. And what a big win. As, you know, OKC made it a pretty good game there. Kevin Durant, with a message for you NBA fans.
Coming into the game, we were excited about, you know, capping off, kind of finishing off last season with the ring ceremony. But coming into the game, I mean, every game is not going to be a 140 to 99 shootout for us. I mean, we're a team that can do pretty much play tough, play physical, hard-nosed, close game, East Coast-type basketball, and we play West Coast style. So, you know, it's going to be more games like that this season, especially with teams trying to, you know, starting to catch up with what we do a little bit and starting to know more of our scheme. So, you know, I think tonight was one of those nights that, you know, you're going to have to appreciate those type of games from us because it's going to happen more times than not.
But it's an interesting thing. And the reason I want to play that too is like 108-100 was the final. And it's something that, Alvin Gentry touched on yesterday before the team left for Houston. And it's the fact that, and you heard Sean Kelly say it last hour, the NBA is getting more competitive on both sides of the conference. The West got harder, right? LeBron coming in there, a couple of more teams got traded, went over here. I mean, Kawhi Leonard leaving was the only real big star the West had left, really, for the East. The East got more players. But Alvin Gentry said, look, the NBA overall, because he warned us, because, again, and I did this, right? I looked at the schedule, the four-game homestand starting on Friday. Kings, Clippers, Nets, Jazz. I'm like, you better go 3-1, right? Kings need to be a win. Clippers need to be a win. The Nets need to be a win. The Jazz, they've kind of had the Pels number. I'll give them that loss. But I'm interested to see that game. I mean, a lot of people are picking Utah as a 3-seed, 2-seed, right? Jordan on CBSSports.com.
2-seed.
Predicted him as the 2-seed this year. But you heard Kevin Durant say, look, teams are harder. Teams are catching up. I think that gap between Golden State and the rest.
Yeah, you saw it last postseason.
I would agree. They were the number one seed last year.
I mean, Pelicans could have had two wins on the Warriors.
And Houston should have gone to the finals. I don't think it's as a big a chasm, right, as it's been. And you guys kind of said that on Monday or yesterday when I said, you know, are you excited about the start of the season yesterday? Or are you like, ah, who cares, Golden State winning it? I don't think it's the case from a couple years ago where it was Cavs and Warriors, we'll see you in April, right? I don't think that. I don't feel it.
Have they gotten better? Yes.
I agree. I think a lot of the other teams have gotten a little bit better. I think some of the East teams, you know,
actually
got to show up.
Houston got a little bit worse with the addition of Carmelo.
I keep thinking the same thing. I don't know how that guy who didn't work the first time with that coach playing that kind of system all of a sudden is going to work out fine in that system. I just don't see it.
I mean,
I could be wrong. The guy could drop 45 tonight.
You lose Trevor Ariza. I thought that was a
He was a defender.
Mistake.
I mean, yeah. And that's what I'm getting at. Carmelo Anthony will not play defense. He's not going to play defense. You can call me and tell me he's like, stop it. He didn't lead any of his teams to a playoff. I don't know. Whatever. Could be completely different with James Harden and Chris Paul. I don't know. But this is what Gentry said yesterday about the NBA being tough all the way around. Yes, the West. But he also says, look, the East, these aren't easy games anymore.
First of all, I mean, Golden State is it's a target that's a little bit in the distance for us. You know, we've got a lot of other bridges we've got to walk across before we worry about that one. But, the West is just a great conference. But so is the East, you know, as I said, and I keep saying this, we talk about the West like there's no other teams in the East that are very good. I can guarantee you that Boston, Philly, you know, you can keep naming teams, Toronto, you know, Washington, Milwaukee, you know, all of those teams are very, very good basketball teams, and I think you're going to see them have a lot of success against the West also. So, you know, it's not just the West. I just think, you know, there's a lot of teams that you're going to have to try to play well against if you're going to stay in a playoff race.
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA as well as the way to chime in. Jake Madison's coming up next segment. If you want to chime in, well, if you got a question for Jake, we'll put you on here as well. We want to get your opinions, Pels fan, as it is tip-off day today. What is a successful postseason finish for the Pelicans? We're now up to 50 votes if you want to chime in at ESPN Radio NOLA. NBA Finals, Western Conference Finals, second round appearance, first round appearance. So it's at the end of the year, right, through the postseason. Because we're assuming you're feeling postseason at the very least. I mean, anything short of a postseason berth disaster. 44% say second round, 32% Western Conference Finals. First round appearance, 14%, 10% feel NBA Finals would be a successful postseason finish. Randy, getting to you in 5 seconds here, but what a successful regular season finish for the Pels. 1-2 seed, 3-4 seed, 5-6 seed, 7-8 seed. This isn't even close. 70 votes, 57% have a 3-4 seed. And I agree, right? 4th seed. I'd love to see the Pels be a 4th seed. They had a shot last year. I'd love to see the Pels be a 4th seed. The top four host the first round.
I think they could easily do it.
Well, I wouldn't go easily, but
I think they could do it.
You realize the separation between like 3 and 8 was like a game last year.
All right, then give me your top four if the Pelicans aren't in it.
I will. Randy, what you got?
Hey, what's up, Gus? I hear you talking Pelicans, and I heard about the poll that you got going on and everything. And No disrespect to your poll, bro, but we can sit here and speculate, you know, what's going to be good enough for Anthony Davis to stay or whatever, but only Anthony Davis knows in his mind right now, you know, what he's going to do or, you know, what it's going to take. You know, we can sit here and say, you know, we go to the Western Conference Finals and he might have in his mind right now, I don't care if we go to the finals, I'm still leaving. So
wow.
That's kind of how I look at it.
You think if this team goes to the finals, he'd still be looking to get out?
Well, I look at it like this. You know, he's cashing those big checks, you know, from Miss Benson. And for him, you know, I understand marketable-wise, you know, you don't come out and say, you know, I want to be here long-term. I want to focus on this season. But I'm always in a mindset of, if you don't want to be here, just come out and say you don't want to be here, and that's it. Because I don't want even a player of Drew Brees or Anthony Davis's caliber, you know, playing for our friend, you know, playing for our teams that we love. You know, I mean, I don't want to, you know, be dangled, you know, all year long, you know, by Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. And maybe he is playing a fan. You know, you never know, but. I just think that if he did want to stay long-term and he wanted that $240 million, that he would say, hey, you know what? I want to stay with the Pelicans long-term, no matter if we're going to lose, we're going to win, whatever it is, you know? So I'm just in a mind frame of, hey, look, if you don't want to be here, then, you know, just, you know, let Dell Demps know and we can make out a deal and you can go where you want to go. But being somewhere and cashing checks where you don't want to be, that's just not... Yeah, not good business for me, but I love AD, you know? I mean, I think he's top two player in the world behind KD. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, did you see the uniforms LSU is wearing this week with the helmets? They shine in the light like they have two different lighting.
I think that might be a rumor. I saw that tweet too.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Know that the LSU...
If you haven't seen it, you need to check
Twitter,
it out.
The official LSU uniform, I won't believe it until I see them post something.
I would love it.
But I did see those. Those are really cool. I do know what you're talking about.
Why wouldn't they wear something like that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've never
seen a purple helmet before, but yeah, that'd be really cool to see.
No, me either. And it shocked me. I was that a player that took that picture in the locker room that wasn't supposed to?
Because I'll say this. I follow at LSU FB Equipment, too, and in the football program as well. I mean, their own Twitter account. So I haven't seen it myself pop up. But, Jordan, give a look-see and see if you can see it. But, look, I'll say this. I even do.
It's cold-blooded.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, the purple. That's
the
pretty
helmet.
Cool.
And then they have the same color as the helmet on their uniforms and their pants.
Why wouldn't you want to rock that, right?
Look. Here's the one thing that I'll tell you. I do Arkansas game day, and they've had six different uniform changes as well. Every week is a whole new different uniform. It matters to the kids. I mean, you saw you saw Tulane wear the black jerseys right against Memphis in that Angry Wave helmet. I mean, it matters. It gets people talking about it. People talked about the Tulane helmets when they wore the big, massive, oversized Angry Wave helmet. And man, I think if you go with that the chrome purple look like that, it looked pretty sweet.
It
would stand out.
This kind of looks photoshopped in a way. I did see this. But, I mean, it could be. I don't know.
What that really kind of shows me,
I don't know if it shows you or not, but Coach O is completely trying to change LSU, you know, the outlook of LSU from – you know, the past Les Miles. He's trying to change the complete, you know, look of LSU, you know, come play at LSU, you know. But that's the vibe I get from him, you know, and I think he's really recruiting the state hard. And if he wins the state, we don't need anybody outside of the state to win a national championship. I don't care if Alabama has two or not. But I wanted to get to the Saints real quick because we've never won at the Ravens before. And I do think we're going to win at the Ravens this week. And I do think it's going to be more than 10 points. But I wanted to ask your opinion. How, in this next brutal stretch of games that we have, two players, obviously Taysom Hill, I think that he has to play a pretty big role, you know, in if we're going to get some wins, go 2-2. And why not throw Hardy out there on defense, get him some reps? I mean, what else have to lose?
I'm with you, man, Randy. I think Justin Hardy, I said that after the game against Washington. I'd love to see him get a few more snaps, man. I think his upside is pretty good. I think he's athletic. I think he's got good size, and I like to see him get more snaps. You're only going to get better if you get game snaps. As far as Taysom Hill goes, man, you're just going to see him more and more involved. I just honestly really believe that, and I still am holding on to it. At some point before the season ends, he's going to throw a pass to Drew Brees. It's going to happen. I'm telling you, in a goal line situation, it's going to happen. Randy, got to hit the break, man, so we can bring in Jake Madison from Locked On.
All right,
thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. 800-998-1003. If you got any Pels questions for Jake, feel free. We'll put you on with them as well. Going to talk to him next about the matchup tonight. Pelicans and Rockets. NBA regular season tips off tonight. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Joe Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, steel drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit their website at www.joeseptic.com.
Good luck to Mason Boudreaux, number 32. Go Colonels!
Peter Don's Cart and Accessories, where you get the lowest prices in the area on golf carts and other motorized carts, as well as parts. Peter Don's sells refurbished gas and electric club cars and Easy Goes, and wait until you see the huge showroom filled with parts and accessories. Now through October 31st, the T105 Trojan 6-volt battery is just $99. Peter Don's gives you more for less and the best selection of motorized vehicles, plus that one-year warranty on all parts. Peter Don's, West Main in Houma.
It's football season and Pride Financial wants to help you score big. Everyone can use a little extra cash to get supplies, sport uniforms, even a flat screen TV to watch the games. Pride Financial, located on Bayou Gardens Boulevard in Houman, Pelche Park in Thibodeau, where you can get loans of $300 and up. Need cash today? Forget the high fees of payday loans. Stop by Pride Financial today with more convenient options. Join the winning team at Pride Financial at Bayou Gardens Boulevard in Houman, Pelche Plaza in Thibodeau, or visit them online at pridefinancial.net.
Deciding when and how to retire is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. Do you take a lump sum? Do you have to pay taxes on this money? How do you invest during retirement to make sure you don't outlive your income? What health insurance plans are available? With such an overwhelming number of questions, the most important decision you can make is to seek the advice of a trusted, qualified advisor. Chris Godet has served the area for over 12 years and has the expertise to work with you to find the right solutions. Give Chris Godet a call at 632-6049.
If pests are pestering you, call the experts at Terminix. They'll rid your home or business of disease-carrying rats, mice, roaches, spiders, even crazy ants. Call your local pest control experts at Terminix for a free inspection. Terminix also offers home insulation. In La Rose, call 693-3152. That's 693-3152. 693-3152. Terminix. Power over pests.
Join us for varsity football coverage, 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock kickoff. Friday, October 19th, South Papoose travels to E.D. White. Our broadcast is sponsored by Bob Dewey, candidate for Greater Lafourche Port Commission, Seat G, Dufresne Building Materials, Lady of the Sea General Hospital, State Bank and Trust Company, State Senator Gary Smith, Total Urgent Care, and Frank's Supermarket. Friday night football on 100.3 FM and 1600 AM KLEB.
Frank's Supermarket is focused on customer service, quality products, competitive prices, and specialized service to the offshore oil industry. Let Frank's catering department do the cooking for you. The bakery has fresh breads and rolls, sandwich trays made daily, veggie trays, chicken salad, homemade chili, cakes, and pies. Need catering for a wedding, bridal shower, funeral, corporate meeting, or home party? Call Frank's Supermarket today in La Rose, Golden Meadow, Lockport, and Des Almas. Online shopping now available at franksupermarket.com.
Hey, this is Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert. Make sure and tune in every weekday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. to Off the Bench.
Live and local, whether it's Saints, Pelicans, Tigers, we got it all on 100.3 ESPN.
Judge Walt Lanier has been district court judge in Lafourche Parish for the last 16 years. He is running for the open seat on the First Circuit Court of Appeal on November 6th. Judge Lanier humbly asks for your consideration and vote for judge on the First Circuit Court of Appeal on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Walt Lanier.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
What we have to do is just stay the course and not really get too up or too down. I think that's the key, you know, to having consistency in your play is that you know, you can't get up or you can't get two down.
Head coach Alvin Gentry, the old start of a season hasn't exactly been kind to the Pelicans for the last, forever. Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, joins us to talk a little bit about tonight's matchup at Nola Jake's. The way to follow him on Twitter, Locked On Pels on the website as well to get that podcast. What's going on, Jake? Happy tip-off to you.
Happy start of the Pelicans NBA season. I guess maybe not the NBA season overall since we had some games last night. But this is a fun day and a big game in primetime. That's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. ESPN, the national coverage at 7 o'clock if you want to check it out on TV. One of 13 this season. So, Jake, a lot of people, this is after Boogie. I mean, the TV schedule stuff came out after Boogie and Rondo. And to still get 13 games, I guess there's a lot of hope to catch old number 23 on.
I think that's the big thing. This is really centered around Anthony Davis, the guy who finished runner-up in the MVP voting last season. He was third in Defensive Player of the Year, and I think right now he's probably the front runner for MVP. So I think they want to kind of showcase his talents. He's been talking a big game this offseason as well, talking about how he is the most dominant NBA player there is, wants to prove that. So I think it's a great time to be able to catch him on TV, and it's good exposure for him overall.
Talked with Sean Kelly last hour, and he said, look, I'd love to tell you what kind of team we have. It's going to be a while to kind of see what they get. When you look at the start of the season, which is always important, right, make sure that the fan base is still energized. Make sure you don't fall too far back. I don't know. Do you think it's going to be as long as last year? Because really, Boogie and them, they didn't really start playing good basketball, man, almost to about December.
Yeah, you know, I think you're going to see some of that. I don't think they'll get off to kind of the flat starts they've had over the past 3 years, but I don't know if they're necessarily going to come flying out of the gate and make you really believe that they're, a title contender or a contender to go deep into the playoffs until maybe December, January. They're integrating two new guys, and you've seen kind of some growing pains with that in preseason so far. Elfrid Payton taking over those point guard duties for Rajon Rondo. He's struggled a little bit in preseason. He's just kind of uncertain of what his role is right now. Is he that guy who's supposed to attack and get to the rim and score that way? Or should he pass it to Anthony Davis? It's kind of difficult not to do that when you're out on the court with him. And that little bit of indecisiveness has led to a couple of turnovers. He still doesn't know, where his teammates like to get the ball, their spots on the court. I think as time goes on, you should see that improve. Same thing with Julius Randle. They're using him in more of a playmaking role than he's used to in the past. He's a very good passer. He's the shades of DeMarcus Cousins there. And all of a sudden right now, he's having to do that more than what he's done before, which leads to some bad passes just simply because the chemistry isn't there between all of these guys. Preseason in the five games they played, Anthony Davis didn't play in one. Julius Randle set out another one. AD didn't play in the second half of two of the games. Same thing for Drew Holiday. It makes it tough to find you can only go so far in training camp. You've got to get into a game against teams that don't exactly know what you're going to do, that you're not practicing against every single day. And I think that's really when a team comes together. And luckily, after this first game tonight against the Houston Rockets, they at least have that five-game homestand where they are playing against teams that they should beat, where they can figure out a lot of these things.
Yeah, that homestand, I know Alvin Gentry even talked about that yesterday, the importance of being better at home than they were last year. They were remarkably a really good road team last year. And, when you take a look at the team that's going to go into battle tonight against the Rockets, I don't know. It seems like it fits what Gentry wants to do. I love hearing they're going to try to pick up that pace. I love hearing, Sean Kelly feels this could be a backcourt that plays good defense, the ins and outs. So I almost think really maybe the ability of maybe having a bench could really be cool. The Pels haven't really had that, right? Could Jahlil Okafor and Frank Jackson maybe be two key pieces that help AD and Drew maybe have a breather?
I don't necessarily want to call either of them key pieces. I want to say they're going to be pieces and they will have important roles. But if those are your key guys, I think something's gone very wrong for this team. But that might just be a semantic thing here with me kind of nitpicking at Dick Gus. But I think the bench is really important. When this team wants to play fast, to play with as many possessions as they get in a game, running up and down the court, it's going to tire guys out. You need the depth to come in and at least kind of give those star players a rest. How many times did we see it where the team took Anthony Davis out of the game to give him his usual rest, and then all of a sudden the backup to the bench lost the lead that they had or let the team get too far behind, and all of a sudden he has a short rest because you've got to throw Anthony Davis back in the game to kind of stem the bleeding. You can't can't do that this year. If you want to play 82 games of a pace above 102, and they were playing something close to like 118 in preseason, that's going to be unsustainable. Guys like Jahlil Okafor soaking up those front court minutes to give AD a rest is going to be important. Frank Jackson's going to be important to give breathers to Drew Holiday and to Elfrid Payton, two guys who are going to be going full speed on both ends of the court all season long. Those are important roles to fill. I think, as you said, finally the first time we're seeing some depth on this Pelicans team, and that's going to be really key for them throughout the entire year.
How key do you think it'll be just to kind of get off to that good start? I mean, you mentioned the homestand. You got Kings, Clippers, Nets, Jazz, and then that five-game road trip, Denver, Golden State, Portland, San Antonio, and OKC. I mean, I just, you know, when you add Houston today, those first 10 games, 6-4, I'd be thrilled.
6-4 would be a great start because that means you're going to get a quality win or two there early on. If you go back the past 3 years, the Pelicans have been rough in their first 12 games. Mm-hmm. This is a team that started 1-11, I think, 3 years ago. They were then 2-12 or 3-11, something like that after that. And finally, last year, they were 6-6 through the first 12 games, which represented a massive, massive improvement. Combine that with the fact that the Saints are doing well right now, and if the Pelicans get off to a flat start, you're going to see fan interest drop right off the bat, which is not what they want because they do need that home court advantage to be strong to help them get some of these wins. I also think it's really important for this team's just mental makeup that they believe that they're a contender. We saw them drop some very winnable home games throughout all of last year. They lost two at home against the Kings. They lost to the Dallas Mavericks. You're not going to think you're a great team if you're losing those games. But if you come out and you take care of business against the teams that you should beat, you grow in confidence. That's how you play better against the teams that are you're expected to lose to, the Golden State Warriors, the Houston Rockets. So I think it's big for this team to really come together to kind of realize how good they are and play with that confidence and not play down to the opponent. I think that's going to be a big thing with getting off to a fast start.
Speak with Jake Madison, Locked On Pels, at Noah Jake's way to follow him on Twitter. We'll get into tonight's matchups to kind of keep an eye on here in a quick sec, but just briefly, Western Conference, Eastern Conference, man. Do you see some teams that, you know, maybe move up or kind of take a step back on either side?
You know, there's a couple. I think the Miami Heat, depending on what they do with Jimmy Butler, might fall out of the playoff race in the East after what you've kind of seen from the past couple of years from them. They're built up just like a bunch of six men, and I think they've kind of maxed out on what they're capable of doing. And it doesn't look like a team that's going to make a leap that a couple were predicting after 2 years ago when they went on a run in the second half of the year. In the Western Conference, I'm going to tell you, I was really impressed with the Oklahoma City Thunder in last night's loss to the Golden State Warriors. They only lost by 8. They didn't play with Russell Westbrook. But all of a sudden, that's a team that looks very confident. They have some pretty good offense at times. You've still got Paul George there who looks a little bit more settled now that there's speculation about his future. All the role players kind of understand what they need to do, their roles on the court. I think when Russell Westbrook gets back, then he can create for others that'll help them close games, which is something they struggled with last night. That's a team to watch out for, especially once they get healthy and get a guy like Andre Roberson back, who's one of the better perimeter defenders in the year. They're going to be a tough out and just a pain to play on a nightly basis.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see what teams – you know, kind of take that step forward or not, and a lot, obviously, injuries matter, but, you know, maybe some young guys kind of start to take a step forward and maybe some other guys don't. So I don't know. I think it's more competitive this year. I get that sense and feeling. You heard Gentry kind of talk about it. The East is going to have more games, and Sean Kelly last hour said, look, I look at a schedule. I don't see a ton of these are wins, you know, as opposed to you kind of saw in seasons past. How much better are the Rockets with Carmelo Anthony? Because I'm of the ilk of, you know, I don't know if he does help them. I mean, I get he's good. I get he can shoot. I mean, I guess that's in theory. I just see not a lot of playoffs with him. Really didn't help his team. Really didn't help the guys around him. He's not really a guy that I would consider. Loves to run up and down the court. Doesn't play deep. I just don't know how he fits into what Houston did last year.
You know, I think the biggest knock with Carmelo Anthony, and Houston's going to take a small step back, but I don't think it's as big as a lot of people think, and I'll explain why in a moment with that. But when it comes to Carmelo Anthony, I think the big thing is him understanding his role. He basically said in OKC last year, I'm not coming off the bench, I am starting. And that just wasn't a good fit. But him with a bench unit and surrounding him with shooters like they have in Houston, that can work. This is a guy who's still one of the better one-on-one isolation type players, and when you put shooters around him, you can't necessarily double-team that guy because you're going to get burned from deep from three, and that just makes him slightly more efficient. I think with a strong leader in that locker room like Chris Paul, like James Harden, he finally is going to kind of have to keep in line because the Rockets know they're so close to a title, they're just not going to deal with any kind of BS that he might give them this year. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a real big factor, that there's a strong culture there in Houston. In terms of, you know, so I don't think it's going to take them back a little bit. I think the biggest loss is there, and you're going to see this play a factor tonight, is the loss of a guy like Trevor Ariza, who was kind of their defensive stopper for him last year. He guarded Anthony Davis a lot in the matchups that they had and actually gave AD some trouble. But he's gone. They don't really have a guy who can kind of handle those two bigs down low or an elite wing player. I think that hurts. I do think their defense is still going to be good. It's very system-based. You switch on everything like the Pelicans do. So I don't think they're going to drop as far back, but I certainly don't think they're going to have the best record in the league, and I don't think they're going to be the number one seed going into the playoffs.
That's interesting. So give me a matchup or two to kind of keep an eye on tonight, where maybe even favors, I think, the Pels a little bit. Because I'm thinking Randall, Mirotić, Davis. I'm trying to think because they did have, you know, that center man that gave the Pels some trouble too as well, Capella. So what are some of the matchups to keep an eye on?
There's a couple things that could swing this game, and I think the Pelicans getting this on opening night is actually better than if you were to get this Rockets team later in the year when they've kind of gelled and they've clicked, and maybe you just kind of catch them off guard on opening night when they're still kind of figuring a couple of things out, integrating some new players. So I think this is a good opportunity for the Pelicans to score the upset here. One of the bigs is in for a big night. It's either going to be Davis or it's going to be Randall. They have Clint Capella there. They just signed to a new big money deal. Phenomenal center on both sides of the ball, but he can't guard two guys. And with Houston switching, they're going to start him on Anthony Davis, but the Pelicans are going to do everything they can to get him locked on to Julius Randle. Randle can power through good defensive centers because he's so strong and he's just a bulldozer, and score at the rim that way or get them in foul trouble. But then, you know, so he can handle Capella. Who's going to guard AD? PJ Tucker? I don't think so. There's no one they really have who can kind of contain him. So I think Anthony Davis is going to be in for a really, really big night tonight. Maybe it's like that 50-point game that he put up against Denver two seasons ago. Defensively, the Pelicans are going to do what they did last year, and that's clamp down on the three-point shooting and don't let Houston beat you that way. They did it in basically all of the games that they played. Clamp down on that and let Harden and Capella just beat you up inside. If you can force them to shoot mid-range jumpers, even better. But you're going to give up the rim tonight to not give up the three-point shot. The Rockets average something like well above 40 three-point attempts per game. The Pelicans are not a good three-point shooting team. They're average at best. They can't get in the shootout. It's simple math. If the Houston Rockets are making threes, you're making twos. They're going to eventually pull away over the course of the game. So the Pelicans are going to do everything they can to kind of run Houston off that three-point line, try and funnel them into Anthony Davis down low. But if they do give up points at the rim, I think they'll live with that. And that's how they beat him at least once last year.
Locked On Pels, the best podcast, man, covering the Pelicans throughout the season. You got to go there. So we chat a little basketball, man. Always a pleasure, Jake. And got to get you out to one of our places, man, to come try on Thursdays, man. We're at Vinny's. They got the wings. Ooh. They got wraps. You haven't been to Vinny's just yet. You got to try that. You know, you have been to Old Saint.
You haven't lived if you haven't been to Vinny's.
Dude, Vinny's pretty good for lunch. And then we'll take care of you, of course, at Old Saint. So pick a day, man, whenever you want to come out.
Oh, absolutely. Always love talking hoops with you guys.
Sounds good, man. Take care, buddy.
All right. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
Yep. At Nola Jake's the way to follow him on Twitter. Take a quick break. We come back. We'll hear from Drew Alfred Payton and Alvin Gentry. Top of the hour, Sean Payton on the Ravens. You know, I've kind of avoided it because today's opening night. So I'm focusing on Pels right now.
Thank you.
I'll explain the top of the hour why I'm a little more concerned about this Baltimore game than I want it to be. Maybe it's just coach speak. Maybe it's just the way he was talking about it. He seems concerned about this game. Maybe I'm not giving the Baltimore Ravens enough credit. I mean, they are 4-2, right? I mean, you get the sense, Jordan, that a lot of people kind of look at it. This is Baltimore. It's a win.
No.
No?
I think it's a big story. I think.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you think Saints fans are putting Baltimore on the same level with Minnesota and the Rams?
No.
That's what I mean.
I don't think people are
taking this game as big as it is for Drew Brees. I think this is a bigger storyline than people are putting it out.
I don't know. I kind of feel like they're taking them a little lightly. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
There's monsters at Barker Mitsubishi.
Yes, monster savings.
On all remaining 2018s.
The 2019s are here.
And all the 2018s must go.
Take 20% off the MSRP.
On all new 2018 Outlanders.
New 2018 Outlander Sports.
And new 2018 Eclipse Cross.
Yes, 20% off the MSRP.
That's monster savings.
So take 20% off the MSRP.
Now till the last 2018 is gone.
Don't wait long.
Because these new 2018s will go fast.
Through October 31st only.
Oh, don't forget, these new Mitsubishis come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Only at Barker Mitsubishi.
Where St. Charles meets West Tunnel Boulevard in Omaha.
Or shop online at BarkerMitsubishi.com.
So it's CTN Allen, select models with approved credit. Some customers will not qualify. Or do you squeeze evolution? And IMIEV, squeeze all rebates. Sport MSRP, 23420. Outlander MSRP, 26584. Eclipse Card MSRP, 27978. In stock units only. See Barker for details.
Join the winning team with Polo Auto Air in Houma. They service all RVs, mobile homes, including fifth wheel, campers, refrigerators, AC units, leveling systems, accepts all extended warranties and some factory warranties. They do work on AC automobiles, specializes in the repair and services for over 30 years. They specialize as an RVIA certified tech on recreational vehicles. Polo Auto Air, North Hollywood Road in Houma, 985-876-1934.
A strong defense wins the game. Don't wait for rising water. Call Associated Pump and Supply today. From large-scale municipal dewatering projects to smaller residential jobs, Associated Pump and Supply has your water solution with 30 years plus experience. Our staff is ready to deliver, install, repair, or retrofit your pumping equipment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 985-851-7077 or visit AssociatedPump.com. Associated Pump and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Colonels.
What's up, New Orleans? It's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. for After Further Review. I make you one promise. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it weekdays on After Further Review. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, we got it all covered weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. So tune us in and tell a friend. It's After Further Review, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Battery testing from AutoZone helps you do a lot. It saves someone from buying a new battery they didn't need. It helps start a truck, a car, a minivan. Not once, but twice. And it proved that this ride only had a loose cable. Just one less thing to worry about. And it's just one of the services that AutoZone offers for free. From battery testing to helpful advice, doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Hola y bienvenido. ¿Cómo estás? Our 12-year-old Emilio from Guatemala over in the La Rose Studios tuning us in this afternoon. And Jordan, earlier today in the parking lot, this is my bad. He stopped me a couple of times already since we've been here in the Metairie studios. He says he listens. I write his name down. I either forget to mention it or I forget the name.
Yeah.
So.
You told me to run at the studio.
Yes. I had you
grab
go.
Grab his name.
Grab his name, and that is?
David.
Mr. David. The water delivery man for the building. How you doing, man? Glad you tuned us in and listened to it. So, hola, Emilio, and hello, David. You notice you heard Jake Madison say the same thing, too. And I kind of feel the same way. I think the Pels are going to present some matchup challenges and why they won some games and why they were pretty good in certain areas, right, last year because of do it bigger, right? I mean, all that stuff. Remember that phrase? What is the phrase this year? Did they go up with a phrase?
I think it says do it bigger.
Do it thing. Again?
Yeah. Do it bigger again.
Hashtag please stay. No, we're not doing that. Hashtag don't leave.
Hashtag we love you.
Stop it. Hashtag oh no, not again. Stop. See, now I'm trying to talk about the game and not hashtag things about AD leaving. Okay? Jordan, stop it.
Hashtag take the money.
Stop it. Hashtag isn't 240 enough. Stop.
Hashtag the Celtics are fake news. Hashtag why would you want to leave? We have the best seafood around.
That's too long. That doesn't fit on the billboards.
Yeah, you can make it fit.
No, it's got to be shorter. Hashtag not again.
Hashtag NOLA's fun.
Stop it. Anyway, tonight, we're focusing on tonight. The matchup of Julius Randle and AD. Both guys that can run up and down the court. You throw in Mirotić as well. That guy can hit the three. I think the Pels are going to present some matchup challenges to a couple of teams. I'm excited to kind of look at that too as well. I am. I'm pumped for tonight. 7 p.m. ESPN, Pelicans and Rockets. Head coach Alvin Gentry on finishing the season strong a year ago and how that momentum kind of really happened. It's pretty cool. They will get to EF after coach here.
No, mainly because, Chris Finch and I worked so hard on, how do we make these two big guys, how do we mesh them together? So that we can play at a high level, We had already decided that to try to play a small ball team against Golden State, doesn't make sense. They're the best small ball team ever, not this year, but most small ball team ever probably. And so we thought that you had to have something that could counter their small ball. And I thought we had just about got it figured out with DeMarcus and AD. And, obviously he went down and we had to change our team and, it took us a while because it's not anything that you just adjust to immediately, but we really felt like, we were going to be able to play faster, especially from a pace standpoint. And, if we did that, we thought that it would benefit AD as much as anybody and also Drew, because I think Drew is a hell of a player in the open court. And then we just had other guys that really stepped up and played well, Each one played well. Ian played well. Darius Miller played well, and you can add on and on and on to see that those guys felt enough confidence that even after we lost the five straight, and I think after we lost the five straight, everyone kind of had given up on us, and our guys never wavered one bit. They thought that we were going to be good and we were going to have a chance to make the playoffs.
That's it, Coach Alvin Gentry on that ability to be able to finish the season strong like they did last year. It really was. They had to rework the team. But I think what we saw towards the end of last year is kind of more of the long lines of the team we're going to see this year. EF from Kenner, when they land and take off those big old airplanes. What's up, EF? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. How y'all doing today?
Good, dude.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about the Pels. I think they're going to do good this year. My bold prediction was 50 wins this year for the Pels. That's my bold prediction. I think AD is going to he's going to live the stuff he's been talking.
Okay.
Now, I really want to call about the Saints.
Sure.
I hear what you're saying about they're saying that they're taking the Ravens lightly. I don't know why we haven't beaten the Ravens since Aaron Brooks was a quarterback, and that was the only time we beat the Ravens.
Right.
Sean Payton has never beaten the Ravens. Drew Brees has never beaten the Ravens as a Saint in regular or preseason. Baltimore has our number. They should be taking this game extremely serious, as seriously as taking the Vikings and the Rams game. That's my two cents on it.
Yeah, and I'm with you. And again, we have open locker room here a little bit, and Jordan will be in there to kind of get a sense and feel of them. And I'm not necessarily saying that the team perhaps is. I kind of get the sense and feeling like from us. Right, EF?
The fans.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we all were like, man, why, this Redskins game, go get it. You know, Giants game, go get it. I have been saying of this quarter of the season that's coming, the Vikings game's the most important of the four, because I think if you can take care of business against Baltimore, you go win next Sunday night. You guarantee yourself at the very least a 6-2 halfway point if you lose to the Rams. So I think, but you saw what I just did there. I said if you take care of business, I'm almost assuming exactly that the Saints are better than Baltimore. Everything in my, from what I've watched this year, I'm like, yeah, they are. I think they are a better team. They are, but they're 4-2.
I think they're better. I think the main thing now, since they pulled out that 11 sack performance last week, I think Teron and Ram are going to really start just, they're just going to hit the film room and really just get those tendencies down to not get beat. So I don't see them getting to Drew that often. Drew doesn't hold the ball like Mariota does. So I don't see them getting there that often. I just don't want them to go into it with the whole, oh, it's Baltimore, we haven't beaten Baltimore. It's just take it as another game. And honestly, the Rams game, I'm looking at that Rams game the way I looked at the New England game in 2009.
Exactly right.
I honestly believe that we've played the Rams twice in the last 3 years. We blew them out, and then they beat us last year, but it wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be. And I think we match up good with them, and they can't stop the run.
Well, I also think this, too. I think part of the problem when teams face the Rams, you don't see that kind of offense. You don't see what they do and everything. To your point, you faced the Rams a couple of times here. You know, Sean probably knows what McVay's trying to do here and get that to go. I think it's crazy. Flacco and the passing game, what they can maybe do, the Saints in their passing game with Breeze. I think this game's going to be, honestly, to use Marlon's phrase, going to be inside the trenches. Whatever team run the football. And I say that because of this. The Saints' rush defense is now number one in the league, right? Keeping teams at 71.4 yards per game. Baltimore's number six at 82.
Right.
So
82.
If the Saints can get Ingram and Kamara going on the ground, that's going to help that whole sack nonsense. You know, you're not going to get 11 sacks if the Saints can run the football.
Exactly. So that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking for that, and I'm also looking for more of what we saw 2 weeks ago with Traquan Smith, Cameron Meredith coming in and really taking that pressure off of Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, I think you can present matchup problems just with the personnel you have. I really honestly do.
Oh, big time. It's good talking to you guys.
Man, thank you so much. Appreciate it, EF. 800-998-1003 if you want to chime in on any of the topics that we had today. We'll take a quick break. We'll reset things for hour number three. Sharif is going to join us at 2:15, and we'll cover Hell Saints LSU as well, coming up against Mississippi State. He's not coming in, Jordan. He's on the phone this time. As he gives me the... No, see, you were doing so well. You were so respectful until just now. Get up there to Saints camp. We'll hear from Sean Payton top of the hour as well. What he had to say in his morning conference call. It's a big game. It is for the Saints. Coming out of the break, getting that momentum going. Getting the 5-1 would be a big deal, I think, for the football team. Sport Takeover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. She loves that rock and roll and she plays
it all night long. Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a Vormax toilet. Vormax flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each Vormax toilet purchased.
enter code RADIO on MyBormax.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Casey Gisclair, the voice of high school football for ESPN 100.3, inviting you to join me and Marlon Favorite every Wednesday at 6 p.m. for Prep Weekly, presented by De La Salle High School. We'll break down key games, give you interviews with coaches and players, and updates from all the schools throughout South Louisiana. If you love high school football, tune in to Prep Weekly, presented by De La Salle High School. You'll find it every Wednesday evening from 6 till 8 on ESPN 100.3.
Oh, big talker, ain't he?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com. I give you a ring, but each
time it's out, I get the same old. To me, it's all meaningful. It's the first game, obviously, to test to see where we're at. Season really starts, but Every game matters.
Jrue Holiday on facing the Rockets to tip off the season. They've been facing the Warriors the last couple of years too as well. So, hey, it is what it is, starting off with them. Jrue Holiday on how long you think you'll take to mesh with some of the newer players.
I think we just need to play hard. If we're gonna have errors, err on the side of being aggressive, play confident, and I think at that point we'll mesh really well.
Alfred Payton, kind of along the same mindset. I mentioned it earlier to Sean Kelly. You hear this a lot from the players this week, playing hard, trying to go in there and play hard.
Never change. Whether if I was going to be starting or coming up the bench, the same thing comes in. Compete at a high level, continue working on my defense, continue trying to get guys better. That's always been my mindset, whether I'm coming in off the bench or starting. My mindset is always trying to finish games.
One of the things that you heard from Alvin Gentry this week as well is trying to be able to, you know, live off of what you did last season, but show that it wasn't like a flash in the pan. You know, it wasn't just, hey, it was a special sort of season and that you are kind of improving. It was funny. Ed Daniels asked him, how good are you? Are you better than last season?
Don't know that. I don't know how you can judge that until the season starts and you start to play games. I know I like our team, and I think that you know, we're going to be a good basketball team. Now, how long that take, I'm not for sure. But, you know, and I think everybody's going to go through growing pains. You know, I mean, obviously, Houston still basically have their team together, and Golden State have their team together. So, you know, those teams are very elite teams. But, you know, I think everybody is going to have some adjustments that they have to make. And, obviously, playing in the West is not easy, but, you know, playing in the East is not easy either when you look at the teams there too. So it's going to be a challenge for us. And what we have to do is just stay the course and not really get too up or too down. I think that's the key, you know, to having consistency in your play is that, you know, you can't get up or you can't get too down.
So what do you think it'll be, what will be a successful postseason finish and regular season finish for the Pels? We'll address some of that. Talk Saints and LSU with Sharif Oshak as well. You'll see the Sports Hangover right here on ESPN New Orleans.
Is it time for new carpet? Don't pay retail. New Orleans Flooring has partnered with Dalton Carpet Mill to bring you carpet straight from the source. 30-ounce FHA solution dyed carpet for 79 cents a square foot. 50-ounce first quality solution dyed carpet, only $1.50 per square foot. Keep your rentals in top shape and your home comfortable with better priced carpet from New Orleans Flooring Distributors. For the best priced carpet, call 504-249-6394. That's 504-249-6394. Or visit on LNA Road off Airline in Metairie. Line at NOLAFlooring.com.